It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? Glad that you've joined us today. We're in John chapter 21. John chapter 21. We're going to begin reading with the 15th verse, and we're going to read to the end of the chapter and actually the end of the book. So please that you would open your Bible so we can begin the study. You know, we don't tarry long. We get right to the study because the Word of God is where the power and strength for our lives will come from. So please that you open your Bibles to John 21, verse 15. While you're doing that, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located up in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you would like to visit our website, you'll find us at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. And please feel free to contact us. We love hearing from you. It is great to look to the Word of God and to enjoy this time together. So please, if you'll take your Bibles now and join me in John chapter 21, beginning to read with verse 15. So when they had dined, Jesus saith to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. And he saith unto him, Feed my lambs. And he said unto him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? And he saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. And he said unto him, Feed my sheep. And he said unto him a third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? And Peter was grieved, because he said unto him a third time, Lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. And Jesus said unto him, Feed my sheep. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself, and walkest whither thou wouldst. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee, and carry thee whither thou wouldst not. This spake he, signifying what death he shall glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he saith unto him, Follow me. Then Peter, turning about, seeing the disciples whom Jesus loved following, which also leaned on his breast at supper, and said, Lord, which is he that betrayeth thee? Peter, seeing him, saith to Jesus, Lord, and what shall this man do? And Jesus said unto him, If I will that he tarry till I come, what is it to thee? Follow thou me. Then went this saying abroad among the brethren, that that disciple should not die. Yet Jesus said not unto him, Ye shall not die, but if I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? This is the disciple which testified of these things, and wrote these things, and we know that his testimony is true. And there are also many other things which Jesus did, the which, if they should be written every one, I suppose that even the world could not contain the books that should be written. Amen. Let's go to the Lord in prayer after we've read to the end of the book of John. Father, we thank and praise you that we can enjoy this time together. I praise you that you have given me salvation, that you have brought the good news of the gospel to me and opened my heart and my mind, and I received you and you came into my heart, into my life, and you have saved me, you have set me free, and you've set me on a road of work for you, of service for you. Thank you, Father, for all that you have done. And please, Lord, as we study and look at this man Peter and kind of the close of the book of John, seems that we've spent quite a bit of time here with Peter. Please that you will show us exactly how that should apply to our own lives. First of all, Lord, we know that each one of us need to come by faith to you and be saved, confessing our sin. Please, Lord, that we do not have to face the torment of hell. And that's what's to come to each and every person that rejects you, Lord Jesus. Please help us to see that we're sinners and see the grace that you have given us, the opportunities you have set before us, and that we would come by faith to you and be saved. Please, Lord, then grow us in your way and will. Now, Father, as we've come to you and we're studying your precious word, guide and lead us through your Spirit. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, when we look to these words and we have spent the time up through the 15th, the 16th verse and 17 concerning the three times. One time Jesus says, feed my lambs. The next he says to him, feed my sheep. And then in verse 17, a third time, he tells him to feed my sheep. Each time the question came with it, lovest thou me? The first time there was a question a little bit added to that, lovest thou me more than these, the scripture says. And then it comes again, lovest thou me? And he said, yea, Lord, thou knowest I love thee, then feed my sheep. And then a third time, lovest thou me? The question come. This time Peter was said he was grieved because he had said unto him a third time, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. And he said again, feed my sheep. So we have feed my lambs, feed my sheep, and feed my sheep. Peter had been through an awful lot. He had stood and walked with the Lord Jesus for 3 years now. He thought that he was strong and bold to stand for the truth and to stand with the Lord Jesus. Instead of that, we find that he denied him not once but three times. He got around the wrong company, and he found out when he was around the wrong company that he didn't have much of a testimony. He did have a testimony because they recognized him. They said, you've been with him. But the sad thing is that with that testimony, he didn't stand strong enough and proclaim, yes, I am he that stood with the Lord Jesus. This is the Messiah. Instead of that, why, he denied him those three times. And so it's so sad that we've watched Peter do that. But the time of rejoicing is that the third time when he rejected the Lord Jesus, when he didn't stand with him. Peter's a child of God. When I say the words rejected, does not mean that he was not a child of God. He was a child of God from the time that he was called and accepted the Lord Jesus as his Savior. And that will never change. And so as you look to the Word of God and listen to the Word of God, and if you come by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, he will save you and he will keep you. And Peter was kept, even though he denied the Lord three times. The last time that he denied him, the eyes of the Lord Jesus, as we've read, met the eyes of Peter. And that time, it broke Peter's heart. We know the Lord said nothing to him. It was just that look that come. And when that look came, we know that Peter was brokenhearted because he had just denied his Lord. You know, many times in our life, we're not much of a witness or testimony for the Lord Jesus. We think we're strong, we think we'll do a good job, and then we get around the world, and all of a sudden something is said or something's done, and we either just keep our mouth shut and don't testify of him at all, or we just go along with the crowd. We open our mouth, but by what we say, you'd never know that we were a believer and were a follower of the Lord Jesus. We need to be in prayer always, in Bible study continually as a believer, that we may have the strength of God in our hearts and in our lives to testify as we should. Peter found himself to be a little short of that, and I think that's the reason that we have these questions that come up, and he asked him three times, and the third time, you know, Lord, please, you know that I lovest thee. And he said, okay, feed my sheep. You know, when we were looking through those verses of Scripture and to that time, that question was very strong and very clear. Do you love me more than these to begin with? And that question should be asked us. We've talked about this before. Do you love Jesus? And do you serve the Lord with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul? Or are you just kind of a half a Christian? You just come when you feel like it. And if something isn't quite right, then you stay home. I ask, please, that you come to Jesus Christ as your Savior and begin in service to Him, studying your Word, be in the house of God, be to work, and don't be blown with every wind of doctrine that upsets you, and so you just don't come anymore. Be faithful to the house of God, please. I beg you that you do that. We talked about here that you're purchased with His own blood. Acts chapter 20, verse 28, I would like to read again. I read it last time we were together, but it's a sweet verse of Scripture, and you need to hear it once again. We know that this church, these folks, the sheep that Peter is commanded to feed, the lambs, the sheep, we know that to be the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, His church. And we know that His church is purchased with His own blood. And people don't preach about the blood anymore. They deny the blood of the Lord Jesus. They don't want to accept that they're sinners and they're lost. They don't want to accept that there's a hell that they're going to live in forever, totally separated from God. The fires of hell, don't let anybody soft speak that at all. It's very clear. And they don't like to talk about the blood either, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Acts chapter 20, verse 28. Take heed therefore unto yourselves, and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which He hath purchased with His own blood. Wonderful as we look at that verse of Scripture. We've been bought and paid for by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and He did that on the cross of Calvary. Please come and trust in Him today. We know that as He spoke of the lambs, feed my lambs, that's the weak, the young. We looked up to Isaiah 40, verse 11. If you haven't had the chance to do that, please do that today. Look up Isaiah chapter 40, verse 11, and that's concerning the feeding and the lambs. They need that caring and that loving, tender loving that needs to be done to any kind of a child. And as a person comes by faith to Jesus Christ, I've watched folks through the years, the ones that grow very slowly, are the ones that will not accept the fact that they're a child. They kind of come in and they bring all their other teachings and doctrines with them, and they act like they know something, they talk like they know something, and never do they allow the Holy Spirit to really speak to their heart. They need to start back at the beginning. Now, God can use what you have learned in the past and apply it, get it correct with the truth. But what happens to so many people today, as they come confessing their sin, they come to the Lord Jesus Christ, they're saved at the cross of Calvary, just like you need to be. But when it comes to the growing time, they think they know everything. Well, when they know everything, they're not there. They're saying, well, here's the way it is. Well, now let's look at the Word of God and see what it really tells us. And some people aren't willing to do that, aren't willing to surrender. We need to, as teachers, be very kind and very soft-spoken and yet very direct with the truth, the Word of God, to these young, because they are young and they are weak, and they need to have this gentle care and this feeding that they must have. And then we come to feed my sheep and feed my sheep. You know, we need to teach them the gospel. Now, when I say, they say, well, they're already saved. They know the gospel. Well, they know how they were saved because the Holy Spirit convicted their heart. They recognized that Jesus, the Son of God, was their Savior, to be their Savior, and they accepted that. They come by faith, a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus. But you know, the day I trusted in Jesus Christ, there was a lot of things, and still a lot of things, that I don't understand. And as I grow in the Word of God and enjoy searching the Word of God, enjoy the fellowship of other believers, as we come together to study the Word of God, I am continually growing, and I will grow till the day I take my last breath and die. That's going to be the time when I stop growing. I love studying the Word of God, and you should too if you're a believer in Jesus Christ. And you need to recognize that you have always something to learn. God will continue. His Word is living. It's alive. And so when you search the Word and study it, it will apply it to your heart for that day. Today is what we have. We do not have tomorrow. It applies to us. That's the reason you need to do it every day. It'll apply it to your heart today. It'll be useful for you today. Please that you trust in Jesus Christ for salvation, and then enjoy that walk and that feeding. And so when I say that they need to be taught feed my lambs, the weak, feed my sheep. And we begin with the gospel and then continue to go verse by verse through the scriptures that you may know the way and the will of God. And then we need to continually feed them. Feed my sheep. Feed my lambs. Feed my sheep. Feed my sheep. It goes all the way from the tender care the lamb needs to have to the feeding of the basics, telling of the gospel, explaining of the blood of the Lord Jesus, explaining the eternal security that we're saved and kept by the Lord Jesus, by the Lamb of God, and that also there is none other. There is nothing else we have to do. You know, we've been in a study, an enjoyed study of Hebrews, and Hebrews was the purpose of Hebrews was that it would explain to the Hebrew Christians, those that had come by faith to Jesus Christ, that there is nothing more that you need. The Lord Jesus is our perfect sacrifice and our complete sacrifice. They were beginning to grab a hold of some of their own old customs and old traditions, and they wanted to go back into the synagogue, back into the temple with their offerings. And they were being told, and I believe that Paul wrote the book of Hebrews by the leadership of the Holy Spirit, and as they were instructed, no, do not go back to your old, they were saying, well, grace is fine to come by faith to Jesus, but this will just make it better. No, it doesn't. It's saying that the Lord Jesus wasn't enough. And if you're adding anything to your salvation, you're saying that your works are capable of saving you. There is something in you that's good enough that can save you. And that's not true. There is nothing in you or in me that's good. We must come by faith and faith alone to the Lord Jesus Christ. Those things need to be taught. And that's the problem today, is the reason we have so many weak Christians that stay so young and so weak, because they remain lambs. They are never fed. Please, that we get the Word of God out and we begin to teach, not only bring them to salvation, but teach them God's Word. And then the basics, begin with the basics, and then continue. And as we continue to feed them God's Word, you know, it says to lead them to green pastures. We need to take them to a good church. Worst thing you can do is bring somebody to the Lord Jesus Christ, and I've seen it happen. It's happened to me. Folks that I have shared the gospel with, that either the distance was a problem, or they just did not decide to come, and they stayed in that weak, liberal church, and they have just continued to walk further and further away from the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, are they saved? I don't know. I believe some of them are, but I believe some of them were so weak that they just had no strength to have a witness that they should have had. You know, the scripture is very clear that there'll be fruit. And so if there's no fruit, does that mean there was no real salvation? They never come by faith to the Lord Jesus? That's what the Word of God tells us. So please, if you're a child of God, we need to get serious about this feeding. And it's when we lead them to green pastures, part of that leading must be helping them to find their way to a good Bible-preaching, soul-winning church that's going to teach you the Word of God, that we may enjoy it each and every day and be that powerful believer we need to be. And you know, as we look through these verses of Scripture here, and we've talked about Peter, how Peter is so much of a witness here. He is called out, it seems to be, and we have a little conversation with John here before this book is over concerning what is John going to do. You know, if this is what you want me to do, you've called me, feed my lambs, feed my sheep, feed my sheep. You know, there's a sad thing that people have taken and placed more into Peter than should be. Peter's a man. Peter's a man that I believe denied the Lord Jesus Christ three times, and he is going to be a powerful preacher of the gospel and a teacher not only to the Jews but also to the Gentiles. That word of God, when it left Jerusalem the day of Pentecost, it went worldwide, and not only Jews heard it but also Gentiles heard it very clearly. Now, as we look at this man Peter here, and we've been called concerning feed my lambs, feed my sheep, and feed my sheep. And it's too bad because some have taken Peter and made him more than just a man. They have started something, and that's with the Catholic Church. You know, the Catholic Church believes that Peter received some very special power, one given to him and to his successors. You know, the apostles did receive special power. That was to show that to prove that the Lord Jesus was the Messiah, and this is his church, and those things are given to him to show him very clearly what's going on. And here the problem comes, and we find a problem here because they have taken Peter away from the truth. Peter's a gospel preacher. Peter's a teacher of the truth. Peter is not some superman that they have made him, or super God, as they seem to have almost placed him into that position, because this Peter is one that they find the Catholic Church has placed a special power and given to him as successors. They've done the same thing with Mary. They have made her, she was a usable vessel. She was nothing more than a usable vessel, and yet they have placed her in such a position. Please be careful that you don't be deceived by what man teaches. This Peter is given in the Catholic Church that he would rule over pastors and churches both, lord over them, so to speak. And they get some of that back, and as we look at the close of Peter here, or the close of the book of John, and we look at Peter, let's look back to Matthew chapter 16, and I'm sure there are other verses of Scripture that they probably try to use. But Matthew chapter 16, verse 18, "And I said also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Upon this rock being the Lord Jesus Christ, not upon Peter. You know, you can be very, if you're not very careful, you can take the Word of God and change it to sound like you want to. They're not building the church upon Peter. That was not the thought. That was not the will of God. To build it upon the Lord Jesus Christ, He is our solid rock. And so we need to be so very, very careful here. Peter is told to preach the gospel, the very same gospel that we are told to preach. It doesn't change. It's no different. Yes, he and the other apostles had some special powers, but they were not handed to anyone else, nor was Peter. He was called, singled out to preach the gospel, to tell the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. Please that we do the same, because we have that same command and that same call. That gospel is the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. We're saved by grace, not by works. And you'll find this Peter, that they have placed him in such a position. And the Catholic Church has added all the works to it. Please be very careful, because you are saved by grace, not by works. You know, if we were to look, we're finding here that instead of the Catholic Church, instead of feeding the sheep, which there are not many sheep in the Catholic Church, because they are deciding and trying to settle upon their works. I have watched and had the pleasure of leading Catholics to the Lord Jesus Christ. And when they finally see that they are not saved by works, but they're saved by grace, it is an exciting time in that person's life to see, because that work was never quite good enough, and they would work and work and work till they would get to heaven. It's so sad that they have taken this man that they have said, feed my lambs, feed my sheep, because we're to come by the gospel, come to the Lord Jesus Christ. We are saved by grace and grace alone, not by works. And we need to then, after we are saved, begin to teach, to grow in the Word of God ourselves, but also we should teach the Word of God to others, that they may come to that saving knowledge themselves and then grow, that we can take them to these green pastures. Don't be deceived, because you'll find that the church that has built everything around Peter, or much of that around Peter, you'll find that to be a place that's fleecing, not a place that's feeding. We're to feed the Word of God unto the lost. We're to give the gospel to the lost and feed those that are saved. Please, that the reason he was called out is because of the denying. He had denied the Lord Jesus, and I believe the Lord wanted to make it very clear after Peter had repented that you are back in fellowship, and I've got a job for you to do. I've got a job of preaching my word, my clear truth, the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus, that folks will not be hell-bound, and folks will stop trying to work themselves to heaven. And yet that's exactly what the group that builds themselves around Peter attempts to do. We look at the 18th verse here. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself and walkest whither thou would. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee and carry thee whither thou wouldst not. Peter's called to be an apostle. Peter is called to be an apostle here. He is also told that he will be martyred. Thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, as a prisoner would, as he was crucified or put to death. The Lord Jesus Christ told him, he says, verily, verily, he says, listen very carefully, very clearly, I say unto thee. Jesus told all the apostles there would be much suffering, but Peter, he identified in a very special way, being told to feed the sheep. Peter was also told not to expect honor nor ease, not in this life. You know, as we look to the Word of God, we find that this Apostle Peter was a great proclaimer of the Word of God. We slip right into the book of Acts, the next book in your Bible. You'll find that he preaches a mighty message, one of the most powerful sermons, messages that I have ever read and ever will read. And it was by the power of God, and he was preaching, saved by grace, not by works. Saved by grace. And he stood clearly as we look to the Word of God. Please, when you find, feed my lambs, feed my sheep, you know what that means. You know that he went to the Word of God, not to another book. You know, we can do that. You can take this book, the Word of God, and I follow after, and I've stayed with the King James for one reason, because it is the closest that we have of the truth. The Greek and the Hebrew being the Old Testament, the Greek the New Testament. As we look to the Word of God for these truths that we may grow in them, stay there in the King James so that you can see that. I even stay with the Old King James. I want you to do the same. But please do not attach another book to it. You know, so often we have all the notes, and you pay more attention to the notes. And maybe with Peter, and if you attend the Catholic Church and you're reading those notes of what that verse of Scripture means, let that word speak for itself. Don't let that man control your mind and your thought. You know, you have the same thing if you belong to the Mormon Church. You know, yes, they say they believe in the Bible. They even at times give away a King James Bible. But they like you to have the other book, because the other book is what brings in their teachings, and their teachings, like the Catholics, that's where you're at, are by works, not by grace. That's another gospel. You can't be saved anyway except by grace. Through the Lord Jesus Christ, he does the savings, he does the keeping. Please look to the Lord Jesus Christ. It's wonderful today that we can look to the Word of God when he tells him here, verily, verily, I say unto thee, Jesus told all the apostles again that they was going to suffer and that they were going to live quite a life in testimony to the Lord Jesus. But Peter here, he clearly specifies what kind of death he was going to die. a death of crucifixion. Please, as we begin now with that verse, next time we come together, we're going to begin right there. I hope that you have time to come back with us next time. And I want you to answer this question. What are you going to do about Jesus?